Over the weekend, I took my 7-year-old son, Jack, to Conowingo Dam in northeastern Maryland for our now annual excursion. We gathered with hundreds of other people along the Harford County shore of the Susquehanna River. Lots of other visitors were photographers, but all of us had our eyes trained to the skies. For a moment, it was breathlessly quiet. And then Jack spotted what we came to see, and the whole crowd caught wind of it. Together, we marveled as a stunning bald eagle soared over the river below the dam, then skimmed the surface of the water to snag a wriggling fish in its talons. Distinguished by a white head and white tail feathers, bald eagles are powerful brown birds that weigh about 14 pounds and have a wingspan of 8 feet. Male eagles are smaller, weighing as much as 10 pounds and having a wingspan of 6 feet. Sometimes confused with golden eagles, bald eagles are mostly dark brown until they are 4 or 5 years old and acquire their characteristic coloring. There is an easy distinction between the two species, though, even during the early years. Only the very tops of the bald eagle's legs have feathers. Jack says that their legs are naked. The legs of golden eagles are feathered all the way down to their feet. Despite being such an incredible sight to see over the Conowingo Dam, and despite being our national symbol, bald eagle populations plummeted perilously in the middle of the 20th century, when habitat destruction and degradation, illegal shooting, and the contamination of its food source, largely as a consequence of DDT, decimated their populations. In the 70s, bald eagles were added to the federal list of endangered species. Over the past 50 years, however, wildlife biologists have worked together with the EPA to protect habitat and ban DDT to help bald eagles make a remarkable recovery. In 1963, only 483 nesting pairs of bald eagles remained in the wild. Today, there are about 10,000. Found year-round throughout the Chesapeake Bay watershed, bald eagles live near rivers, lakes, and marshes where they can find fish, their staple food. Bald eagles also feed on waterfowl, turtles, rabbits, snakes, and other small animals and carrion. To thrive, these majestic birds required a good food base, perching areas to hunt from, and stable nesting sites. Eagles mate for life, choosing the tops of large trees to build their nest, which they typically use and enlarge each year. About 60% of the bald eagle nests in the Chesapeake Bay region are located in mature loblolly pine trees. Their nests are made of sticks and contain grass and pine needles. After many years of successful nest building, bald eagle nests can grow up to 10 feet in diameter and 12 feet deep and can weigh up to 2 tons. The bald eagles raised in our listening area usually stay here their entire lives, as long as they have access to water and undeveloped land without much human intrusion. At the Conowingo Dam, you can find bald eagles year-round, but the largest population of them hits in October when northern birds arrive in search of water sources that have not frozen over. Some reports say that more than 200 of the large raptors visit the area each autumn day. Want to learn more? Our friends at Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge in Cambridge, Maryland, have a wonderful live video feed online that features a breeding pair of bald eagles. And there's also an event called Bald Eagles and Bellinis at Irvine on November 15th. Details are online at explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternot.